Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
It's the last Friday of the month and time for KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program, where we look at issues facing vets in our area. Today, KSJD's Tom Yoder is in the studio with Bert Valencia and Darla Sanders from local VFW Post 5231 to discuss homelessness among veterans and resources that are available locally to help vets find work and housing.
Darla, Bert, thank you again for being here for our monthly program.
Good morning. We're glad to be here.
Well, we're talking about homelessness this morning. Bert, when you look at the homelessness situation among veterans here in the Four Corners area, what are some of the things that you've seen over the years?
One of the things that we see a lot here is, I call it transient homeless. They come into the area, they really don't know where they're going. They just end up here, you know, without a buck in their pocket and in their car, no gas, no nothing. Some of them are older, and we have another range of homeless vets that are younger that come back. The family's still here. They're looking for work, but they can't find any work, so they end up kind of couch surfing kind of thing. We actually have a lot of that in around here. And as far as a homeless population here that you can actually say are homeless, we can't put a number on that. We don't know. It's just hard to say.
Yeah. Darla, are you seeing kind of the same kinds of things in your experiences, or are there any special cases that kind of stand out for you in terms of, you know, local vets that you've helped out?
Well, we help out about probably 3 to 5 veterans a week, try to help get them stabilized. And you have some of them that are, they boomerang. They go, we get them housing, they stay there for a while, something happens, then they're back on our doorstep looking again. So not all veterans do well in stabilized housing. I mean, they are, that transient nature is something that I can't explain it really, but they just keep coming back and they don't ever completely stabilize.
I think the numbers do show that veterans are disproportionately affected by homelessness, that there is a very large number of vets that are homeless. Why do you think that is?
It has to do with the combat, the PTSD, the fact that they don't relate well to people who haven't had that experience. And so they end up isolated and by themselves and have trouble holding down jobs. I mean, it's just like this vicious cycle that never ends.
And Bert, you had mentioned the issue of work that's related to this, and clearly homelessness and getting a good job and keeping a steady job are really related. What's the challenge around this area in terms of finding good work that's steady?
Excuse me. One of the problems is, and Darla and I had just a little discussion before we went on air, is both of us are both retired. And one of the things that we had before we retired is we were in charge of millions of dollars worth of equipment, facilities, equipment, wheeled vehicles, personnel. You know, Darla worked on a giant aircraft, you know, millions of dollars of aircraft. Mm-hmm. And then you get out, you can't find a job or nobody will give you the opportunity. You have all those skills, the leadership skills, the business skills and all those kind of things that you can't buy. And then you can't even find a job at Burger King or McDonald's or any place like that. And sometimes that work is, it's not very fulfilling. It's kind of demeaning in a sense of a sergeant, for instance. He's in charge of maybe 12 guys. Has to be responsible for all his equipment and make sure that they get paid and they get to their health and medical stuff taken care of on a day-to-day basis. And they get out and then basically end up, your boss ends up being a 22-year-old assistant manager, you know, that you know, that hasn't been any place or done anything. And that's really difficult for somebody that's been doing, especially if they've been in the service for any length of time, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 years. That really is.
Yeah, they get kind of used to that system and that hierarchy and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know when I know one of the things I noticed when I got out. I always used to think that the military system was just screwed up. I mean, I just couldn't wait to get out. And then I get out on the outside, and I think, oh, my God, this is even worse than what I was just dealt with. And we've all had that discussion before about that.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. Then you get out, and you – I don't know if it's the experience, the incompetence of ownership of businesses stuff. And whereas on the outside, you really never own it, but you have the ownership of it. And so to be responsible for $1 million building and everything that's inside of it, you have to run it like a business, and you get called on the carpet if something goes wrong. Whereas on the outside, man, the guys don't really care, you know. It's a whole different environment altogether. And I'm sure Darla can relate to that. She worked with millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment, and they get on the outside. And like I said, we're pretty blessed because we're retired, so we don't have to really deal with that anymore, unless we want to.
Yeah. Darla, let's talk a little bit about a local program with Volunteers of America. How are they helping with homelessness among veterans?
Well, they are one of our go-to agencies that we use. The Department of Veterans Affairs has a Supportive Services for Veterans Families program, and they award grants to different entities. And one of the entities for us is Volunteers of America. And so the grantees provide the eligible veteran families with outreach, they do case management, and they assist in obtaining VA and other benefits. So they have a laundry list. They do health care services. They do daily living services, personal financial planning. I mean, they do quite a bit. Transportation, legal services, child care, and housing counseling. So we use them mostly for the housing portion. What they do is they come in and they help get them and get veterans into stabilized housing with the monies they have available. Now, a lot of times they can't do everything, so then they call us and we assist, like down payments or, you know, the first month's rent, whatever they need to get into the housing, and we'll assist with that. But they do a wonderful job and do the healthcare thing. They help them with employment. That they do assessment, training, and placement in jobs. So they are just one of the wonderful agencies that we have the opportunity to work with.
And they work all over Montezuma County?
Yes, they do Montezuma County, and they're actually out of Durango, so they do La Plata County, too.
Don't they do Archuleta County?
They may. I am not.
So they cover a pretty wide area.
Yeah, yes. They do. Yeah,
mm-hmm. They do the south. That office does the southwest.
Yeah. You had mentioned a couple times about sort of the stability, keeping a vet, once you get a vet, or really anybody that's been homeless, into a housing situation. One thing that obviously impacts that, as we were talking about earlier, having a job that you can actually pay that rent and the utilities. And what are some of the other things that are difficult, maybe particularly for vets, when it comes to being stable in the housing situation?
Well, some of them, because of the mental issues that they have, PTSD, you know, some of the combat that they've seen, the fact that they're different than civilians and they can't always relate to what's going on, or they feel that the other people can't relate to them, that seems to start a cycle where they never completely integrate back into society. And so that puts them in the transient and the homeless cycle. Mm. So they'll go in, they'll try to get a place, they have issues at work, so they end up quitting or getting fired, and then they don't get another job, and then they're out on the street again, and then they start all over. They get a place, they get a job, and then something else happens. So it seems to be this downward spiral for some of these veterans.
Yeah, which makes it so clear that healthcare component really is a major side of this.
Yeah,
to make sure that they're still engaged with that as well. Let's move on to some upcoming events that are coming up. You guys have a few things that are going on. Darla, you've got a few events to announce, I guess, as we close things up here.
The DAV is doing the Dolores Bingo Night on Tuesday night. That's on the 28th. It starts dinners at 6:30, soup and dessert, and then the actual bingo is at 7 o'clock. And along with that, we've been raffling a half a pig in two separate packages, so we will be pulling the raffle tickets on that night also.
All right.
So we need people to come out and support us and play bingo and have fun.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's just good camaraderie.
Yeah.
Good. And I guess the local vets will be here for KSJD's drive next week, too.
Yeah.
Next week from today.
Yeah, we actually, however long it's been, 4 years, 5 years ago, we started helping.
Yeah, every time,
and,
I think.
And so Friday is, we call it Veterans Day, as we come in and the vets.
That's what we call it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we do the that Friday, we man the phones all day long and stuff. And and it's all by the local veterans in the county that come and help and assist. And that's what we do to our part to help support KSJD.
Well, we too definitely appreciate that. You can support KSJD, too, at KSJD.org, just like our local vets do.
That's correct, yes.
Well, thank you, Darla and Bert, for being here. As usual, it's a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
That's Darla Sanders and Bert Valencia from local VFW Post 5231 and Disabled American Veterans Chapter 44. Thanks for listening to KSJD's Monthly Veterans Affairs Program. I'm Tom Yoder.